This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
One of the things you've written is be courageous and express your opinions and ideas honestly. And I'm sure everyone listening to us now and who follows you, I mean, you do it amazingly well, but you know, we're in a time when I think a lot of people are tempted to not be courageous and to try and express opinions and ideas that may not be honest, but may avoid, you know, blowback or criticism. How can we connect to source and goodness and be courageous and be honest?
Well, I think understanding frequency is a great way. See, what has given me the confidence of understanding who I am and what I think today is the fact that, you know, number one, I know that there's only ignorant people. There's ignorant, humble people and ignorant, arrogant people. And I have no chance of changing or reengineering a vision of someone that's ignorant and arrogant, but someone that's open-minded can be a power sponsor or a sponsor of mine, meaning they can help me or they know someone that can help me. And so, you know, utilizing this, I feel very comfortable and courageous in sending and strengthening my own frequency of my own beliefs and my own perspective. Everyone has to realize that your perspective is your own co-pilot, not my co-pilot. And what I have found, though, is because we have such extraordinary reach, that we can continue to strengthen our signal by, you know, knowing what we don't know, by expressing what we think, by being open to change and acceleration and changing our mind and learning and being grateful for other people and other people's opinion as well as our own, to find light, love, and lessons in everything, to clear the interference, not only between us and what we are, but us and everyone else. And the way we do that is to express or articulate our quantitative values of what we believe, but be open to changing, be open to other people's ideas. But what we really want to do also is stay away from those people that bleed us, those people that have a closed mind. See, if we can go ahead and indicate or identify those people that bleed us, those people with closed minds, we will save 80% of our effort, our time, our emotion, and our value to be utilized for the people that feed us, the open minds, the sponsors and the power sponsors, the people that can help us and know people who can help us. And I think that people are too afraid to express what they want because we get feedback when we are strong in our frequency, and that feedback is a positive thing. It means that you have a frequency, an opinion. It means that you have made somebody else think about it. Now, if that person's going to attack you and have judgments and bleed you, just fire them. They're actually going to end up protecting you, because anyone that has judgments and conditions or are attacking you in any way are only going to attract other people that attack you or don't feel connected to or through you, are not open-minded, they're not sponsors or power sponsors. So they're doing you a favor by not having those people like you or want to listen to you or read your books or whatever it may be. What we want to do is focus in our attention and intention on the people that feed us. And in order to do so, you're going to have to identify those people that don't feed us. And usually we identify them by negative comments, attacks, conditions, judgments, separate interference. But every time I have someone attack me, I think to myself, thank goodness, because one, they're protecting me from other people that attack me, because they're going to attract those people. And those people are not going to want to hear, listen to, or be a part of what I'm doing. But two, they're also giving me energy, because those people that do resonate, that do align with my beliefs and my frequency, are only going to derive strength by protecting me or defending me or articulating what they feel to be true as well. And this courageous, abundant attitude allows that frequency to grow, not only in strength, but grow in spectrum, the number of people that will resonate with your frequency. But it also allows us to rethink and to understand and to have an open mind to clarify our message so that we can strengthen the signal and broaden the spectrum. This is especially true when you're writing books, speaking, coaching, doing podcasts, TV shows, movies, and other things. You need to know two lessons, and they both were taught by Shakespeare. One, to thy own self be true, and two, the whole world is your stage. When you reconcile to thy own self be true and the whole world is your stage, you will take great grace and power in expressing your own beliefs with humility, ignorant humility, and relieve yourself of the arrogant and the arrogant people. Thank you so much, Chris. Best of luck with your new book as well. We appreciate you coming on.